This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It's just a journalism class, really, but the syllabus for this once-a-week class at Boston University went viral. That's probably because the class is being taught by New York Times iconoclast columnist David Carr.
The old model of, work at your college paper, go to the weekly out in the boondocks nobody heard of, try and get to a strong regional paper, eventually get to a daily. That whole escalator is gone. And I think the main thing is you have to make things with their own two dirty little hands.
The class is called Press Play, and it looks like journalism education of the future. Is it? Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project is here to talk about that. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, what is it about David Carr and what he's proposing that would make his class syllabus go viral?
First of all, David posted his syllabus on a platform called Medium. It's this very interesting blogging publishing system that's super clean, and it's really easy to put multimedia elements into it. So just the way the syllabus looks, it's very different than most professors' syllabi. The full title of the course is Press Play, Making and Distributing Content in the Present Future that We Are Living Through. And it really begins with this simple idea that the class will both look at the media ecosystem of today and make media, make journalism, and then distribute it.
What he seems to be proposing is you not only learn how to be a reporter, you learn how to use the means of producing and distributing as a reporter to get your material out.
Which is really, really important for a journalist to understand. When I was a reporter at a newspaper, all I had to know how to do was write a story. I didn't have to know how to do multimedia. I didn't have to know how my story was sold to customers. I didn't have to know how the advertising system worked. All of that is gone now, and journalists have to understand this new world that they're living in. And Carr gives them a really interesting roadmap here. And if you look at the reading that he has assigned in this course, none of it looks like the traditional stuff that you would find in a Reporting 101 syllabus. So they're reading stuff from Gawker. They're reading a lot of stuff from The Atlantic. They're reading articles from BuzzFeed and Vice Media and the alternative papers. But they don't get a lot of Washington Post. They're not looking back at Woodward and Bernstein.
All right, that's what they read. What don't they read in this class?
Okay, so there's not a single journalism textbook on here, and as the editor of a journalism textbook, I was a little disheartened to see that.
So what kind of assignments do you get in this class then?
You know, he's got a couple of short writing assignments that they will do, a personal essay, a story, but the final is a collaboration that they have to do in teams. And it's really interesting that he has the final due not on the last day of class, but about 3 or 4 weeks before the class is over, because then he expects them to go out and distribute that project and get data on how the audience consumed it. He really thinks that's an important part of being a journalist today.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Sounds like you're hankering to get back to school.
Oh, I would take this course in a heartbeat. I'm already doing all of the reading assignments.